We have just come out of executive session. The Jefferson County Board has. The time is now 9:31 PM on December 7th. The board was in executive session as authorized by the following provisions of Colorado Open Meetings Law, Meeting Law, CRS 24-6-402, paragraph 4, B and D, to discuss security arrangements. We will now continue our regular meeting, moving to our final agenda item of the evening, our board work calendar. Ms. Neal, would you please join us and begin our discussion of work calendar?
Absolutely. Okay, so you have your next meeting the 13th at 3:30. This is a special meeting. I believe, Ron, you will be there, Amanda and Allie, because we have an agenda prep meeting just prior to that time, and then one person is joining. And that's a quorum, and that's fine, and we'll be in this seminar room for that.
What is it?
Mill levy certification. Okay.
Yeah. It's a formality.
Yeah. It's a formality.
Excellent.
And we do need to make it just as convenient as we can, and if three people could get it done, and we can, because, you know, that's a quorum and a majority. We don't need to bring the whole board in for
it. And we'll be recording it in case anyone cares. They can listen to it later. And Kathleen will be here to explain and answer any questions that you might have.
All right.
So then you have the next business meeting, January 11th. You have music from the Arvada High School Orchestra and the executive session at 5 o'clock, superintendent evaluation check-in, just that standard that you'd want scheduled. So I don't know how long that might take, but that's the only topic we have from 5 to 6. Honors and recognitions, which we don't really have any scheduled at this point, except for knowing that January is Board of Education month, you know, thanking you for your service as community volunteers.
Oh, goodness.
January, yeah. So.
Take that off, you said.
Yeah, totally. Let's just move on.
You will have the Innovation Fund or the Supplemental Appropriation for the Innovation Fund and the ask for construction on consent and or probably discussion depending on where you guys end up wanting it. We have an ends discussion scheduled for the mid-year MAP data. Half an hour of that from Matt Flores. And I think Amanda had talked about wanting to have the Colorado Education Network resolution at that meeting to discuss. I don't know, I have 15 minutes discussion.
There are multiple ways to do this. If we as a board or as a school district decide that we want to help communicate the fact that the state of Colorado's education funding is considerably below the national average and we want to work toward adequate and equitable funding, we can do so by informally just joining the Colorado Education Network, or we can do so more formally by passing a resolution. It's a community engagement effort to work on the long-term solutions around constraints to education funding. I also know that the Colorado Education Network is more than happy to come in and take 30 or 45 minutes and communicate lots of information and Jeff Perry's specific Jeffco information about kind of where we fall in the picture. So it could be broader than a 15-minute resolution conversation.
We can deal with this agenda planning, I think, but I'm viewing this a little bit as a matter of timing. The whole thing, the Colorado Ed Network. I don't know yet how far they're going to get and where they're going to be by then.
Well, and you should know that Colorado Education Network stands separate from the 2018 table or the people who are working on a specific ballot initiative in 2018. Colorado Education Network first formed initially in the mid to late 90s. And to pass a resolution, in this case, it's really just public education is fundamental to our families, our economy, our democracy. Adequate, equitable is what matters, and Colorado needs to find solutions for it. So I do want to reassure everybody, this is not about saying...
Not about the 2018...
It's not about the 2018 ballot.
Language they're going to put on the ballot.
It is specifically about just three tenets regarding the importance of public education, the importance of equitable and adequate funding, and a communication that we desire to be part of solutions in that.
Amanda, I know you gave me the website I was supposed to go to, and I haven't been there yet, so.
Come on, Ron.
No, I haven't. But I need to see more information on what they're doing. Maybe just.
Do it, and then let's talk about an agenda setting.
Okay.
So probably just a discussion of the board, not a presentation by, is that what it would be?
What do you think, Amanda?
I think if we pass the resolution, it would make a lot of sense sometime within the spring to try and find a study session where they could come in for 30 to 45 minutes in an effort to inform ourselves and to inform our community.
Right, and I actually agree with that. It could tie in well with other things that we might be doing, i.e. bond elections, all kinds of things. Or supporting a ballot initiative. So, yeah, there's a good chance we could tie all that together.
So then the next item you have is to review your legislative platform and receive an update with Ed Bowditch. Again, brief 15 minutes or so. And then Amy wanted to bring a negotiation starter conversation before the board on the 11th as well. And I think she thought it would be about 20 minutes. And that would be your meeting.
That's the 11th.
The 11th.
Is that a study session?
That is your regular business meeting.
Okay, so are we going to have a study session in between?
You'll have an executive session at the top of the meeting, which is your check-in with your superintendent.
Okay, so are we doing anything about, so that's our only meeting of January, right?
No, you have the 24th with JEFCO legislators at the Capitol, between 8 and 9, and then you have a study session on the 25th.
Oh.
And that meeting, your calendar so far.
I don't have it up on my calendar. I must not have said yes to it.
We are, oh.
I'm kidding.
It's a budget update for an hour from Kathleen, entrepreneurial efforts update, and a charter schools process review.
I am on top of calendar.
May I ask, Dr. Glass, when do you anticipate a strategic plan returning to the board?
We may have drafts for you ready in February, and the final document around March.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I missed the question, Amanda.
Strategic plan.
Oh, yeah. That's ongoing, right?
So at this point, and that's, more than a month away, that's what we know today.
Okay.
So, and the only other thing that I need to know is from two board members for signature and Dr. Glass, we have documents following the resolution that was passed today about geobond refunding. We'll have a pile of documents either the 18th or 19th, Monday or Tuesday, that you will need to come in and spend. You will have about 5-10 minutes of signature signing, and you will have longer periods of time of the same documents.
Will we know then how much savings we'll have captured
we'll
for
know,
taxpayers?
We'll know the daily price, which we're looking at now, next Wednesday. It's going to be driven by the release of the ratings by Moody's and S&P. If they were to come out quicker, we'd price sooner.
Okay.
But we're going to meet that 3% requirement.
Yeah, well, we have to. Right. Yes.
And I just want to acknowledge the FOC said this may be our last shot to do this ever. So anything that's a savings, even if it's not 3%, is worth doing because if the tax policy shifts, that goes away.
It appears right now that both tax bill drafts, both the Senate and the House, have made no movement on this, on the refunding issue. It's not a big deal to them.
An opportunity to capture some savings for taxpayers and maybe the last. So.
May well be the
I
last
thought that
of
was wise
nature.
Of FOC to
right.
say.
So when is Grab it that chance. You need this time?
I just need to know if you'd be around to come in to be called for signatures. It could be the afternoon of the 15th, which is Friday, so I would hesitate to say a Friday afternoon. But a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, as long as you're around. And okay. It may be, I think Monday and Tuesday was.
I'm going to check that. 15th could work. Given my schedule for flying to North Carolina to see my daughter, we better do it on the 15th.
The 15th? Okay. The afternoon of the 15th, I'll let Rick Budden know then.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Can you make, do you think you can make that work?
He offered that as one of the options, yes. It wasn't his preferred, but I don't know that, I mean, he wouldn't have offered it if he couldn't have done it, so.
Well.
And he knows that holidays are.
I have a flight on the 18th.
Right, so the 15th is, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding.
Okay, so I have a process question. I don't know if it's you or it goes to Ron. Am I ever gonna get invited back to an agenda setting? Or do I rotate that or, yeah.
You voted off the island?
I did, I think I voted off the island. I just wanna say.
Steve, when did you vote off?
It's real, yeah.
We vote.
Dry stretch. It happened.
Did you do it in an open meeting? All I wanna know.
No, it's in the exec session.
I'll make sure that you come because it's so much fun.
I love it.
Susan, I'm gonna take care of it.
Just saying, same thing happened to me last year too. I'm starting to get a little sensitive about it.
It's because you canceled, then you.
All right, we got that one.
Out of your rotation.
Anything else?
So you just went.
That's it.
Anything else agenda-wise from board members?
I have a question and I don't know where it goes. I should have probably asked it during exec, but I would like an update. I'd like to understand this whole vaping thing. And because that is all I'm hearing from my sixth grader and all I'm hearing from high schoolers on my block.
And they're not e-cigarettes, so can we update our data from the district? E-cigarettes are good, healthy things that keep you from smoking. They're not e-cigarettes. Vape boxes and vaping and what goes into those vape boxes, the kids know far more about it, it seems, than the district does in terms of its printouts. I gotta tell you, it's killing me.
And juuling.
I wanna understand.
Juuling, vaping, I've not become a pseudo-expert, but Dunstan just, middle school just did a great presentation on this, resources and strength.
Let's add it to the list.
But they still are.
And I think we've already updated the policy to include language.
Stop calling them e-cigarettes, and the flyers all say e-cigarettes. That was like so, that, it's like the sex education videos, we're still talking about this. Vape boxes, vaping, juuls, juice, the words that the kids are using, we need to be using.
Helen, please add vaping to our.
Other threats, you know, I call it just another threat.
Well, it's not just addiction to tobacco. I mean, they're putting other stuff in.
Probably should reach out to Dave Kohler and.
Anything else? Another game that rolls up to you?
I'll spend some time with you. I'll spend some time with you and let you know what it is. But they're not e-cigarettes.
Okay, I think hearing something else, this meeting is adjourned at 10:45, which is 15 minutes ahead of time. But we are adjourned.